All right. Okay, so we'll pick up a little bit from what we were doing last time. Ikra v'tafil. So we said it over, but it's kedai just to quickly review. There's different types of ikra v'tafil, right? There's one where you have your main food. That's my ikra. And then the other thing that I'm using with it is just it's to enhance it. You know, I put the cream cheese on my bagel. The butter on my bread, whatever it is. So clearly I have my ikra, so of course you're going to make a hamotzi, whatever, and that's going to... or a cracker. I have a cracker, and I put a little spread on that. I put the cream cheese on the cracker. Clearly the mezonos gets it. So that's one type of ikra v'tafel. What about when you have not necessarily one thing is clearly supporting it or enhancing it? I mean, we'll talk about sushi at the end, if we get to that. Like, what's the ikra in the sushi? What's supporting it? What's the main thing? But what if I have mixtures? One's not necessarily more chashuv than the other, but I have the famous case, it's fruit salad, right? So what do you do? What do you do when you have a fruit salad? What's the correct way? Again, if it's all the same bracha, it's all dumb, it's all I eat, it's nothing.
Rabbi, we were talking about 2 minutes ago, a scenario where you had equal vegetables, equal melon, equal fruit, and okay. You didn't like one more than the other, and they were exactly 50-50.
You're in a perfect world right now.
You're in a perfect world.
Yes.
I don't have Rove.
You
of one against
and
it,
and you
don't, I don't have a preference.
That's right. That was the case that.
You knocked out the. Let's try to work that out. We'll see. That's a good point.
7 1-inch cubed pieces of watermelon and 7 1-inch pieces cubed of apple.
And they're all mixed together.
Go.
So before we get to the perfectly mathematically, the Mogen Avraham writes. The Mogen writes, whenever you have something like this, and again, realistically, that's never going to happen. You're never going to have a perfect thing. So we'll have the Mogen Avraham to rely upon. You follow Rove. That's our default. If I do not have a preference, then I do that. However, there is the Nesivos had a safer on. It was made to be a sitter, but with the, like Psakim in it as well. You know, the story like smart. They realized we have enough Sidurim as is, so they just cut out the Siddur, just wrote his Psakim. It's called the Nesivos Sefer, where he writes, even if I have Rove against it, even if the Rove is one way, but I prefer the other one more, that's my personal, I like the Adama food more than that, then you make an Adama. Even if I have Rove against it. Right? So that would be the case. You're never going to have. There's no perfect. Is just a word in the dictionary. You're never going to have. You're never going to have such a crazy fruit salad. You're going to have. So now you know. If it's Rove and I don't have a preference, I don't care one way or the other. I'll make the bracha whatever is majority. If I have a preference for one or the other, even if I have a majority against it, I still make the bracha on the minority of the. I think what's it? Derech Chaim is the name of the Sivas Sefer on the Pesachim they quote from.
But doesn't it get to a point where we were discussing a scenario the other day about you have a salad and there are some cashews in there, but somebody really likes the cashews and he's eating for the cashews, but it's such a small percentage vis-a-vis the vegetables in the salad.
Is it how well mixed up is it? That's what I want to discuss right now. Tarovis, you know, what happens? Let's speak out when you have this, and I'm assuming for right now that when I talk about a tarovis, it means on the same spoonful I get both. Mm-hmm. If in your perfect mathematical formula, I had these 3-inch by 3-inch watermelon chunks, so then no, I'm not going to get three. I'm not going to get those on the same. But we're talking about where it's mixed, right? That's our chont question. When I take a scoop and I had the beans and I had the potatoes and I had the barley and the kishka and everything's there together, so that's a real tarovis. If it's a large piece that doesn't necessarily fit on the same spoon, so then it's certainly going to everybody get its own bracha. By that according to everybody, but now. Well, just let's go for a minute. Whenever we talk about a mixture, we go to Yoredeya for a minute. Hilchos Tarovis. You know, what's considered to be a mixture? So one of the Rabbi Simon likes to point out from Rav Shechter that the Yisod when something is a Tarovis is that the Isser is Eino Nikar. Let me explain what that means. For something to be halachically be considered mixed up, I can't tell what is what. If I have a chont. And then I clearly can identify the piece of non-kosher meat that fell into that chont. It's sitting right up there on top. I don't say, oh, it's a tarovis now. I just have 60 times again, so I can eat the whole thing. If the tarovis is nicker, if I can look, you have to take it out, right? Okay, it's a side point where I have to actually go in and scoop out to find it. But let's say I see it clearly and I recognize it. That's not called a tarovis. Tarovis when I don't know where it is. So what would be a classic case of a tarovis where I have 3 pieces of meat that all look the same? They all cut the same. They all look the same. And now they got mixed in. I don't know which is the kosher and which is the treif. That's a real tarovis. I have a suffix. Okay. So here in our case for a mixture, what if, does it have to be recognizable to be a mixture, or does it not have to be recognizable to be a mixture? So if I have a liquid, I have my Gatorade right here, and that Gatorade got mixed into wine, right? So now you go, it's a tarovus. What's the correct bracha do I make on this? Do I make a geffen on it, or do I make a shahakol on it, right? So then we can start talking about a tarovus. What's the main thing? What's the ikra? What am I drinking it for? But what about for a solid food? When I have something, if the tarovus is nicker, I have my fruit salad, and I see the piece of grape on it, and I see the whatever, the strawberry. I see the different fruits that are all together. So what's the din? That's a major machlokus, and that's really what we'll have to figure out now. So one opinion holds, it's the prima godim, that you make one brach on that. If it's tarovus, and the chiddush is, even if I could recognize each one by itself, it breaks my normal rules of mixtures. I see both of them present at the same time. The chiddush is, excuse me, of the prima godim, you make one brach on that. Right?
Because you're still eating them at the same time.
Because it's right. That is, if it's rov, if I have the majority, okay, then I'll make the bracha rov. Or if I like one more, I'm just going to make one bracha on it.
Okay.
But in your mind, set up the following mathematical equation. Prima godim is our one bracha man.
Gotcha.
One bracha.
I like him.
Right?
Primo.
Yeah. Primo one. Prima godim. Okay, good. The one who argues is the chai adam. Chai is two yuds. You remember two bracha. Two words, chayotim, prima godim is also doing prima. Okay. By the way, these work. You make fun, but like these are like the best like mnemonic aids that you can ever come up with. Anyway, okay. So chayotim says no. He argues on the prima godim and says, if it's the only time you say that one bracha is when it's really mixed in, like the wine and the Gatorade. I can't recognize it. I have to make one bracha. I don't know which it is. So then I'll fall. That's called a tarovis. But how do you call it a tarovis? When you eat nicker, I can see this is my cherry. This is my grape. This is my apple. This is my pineapple. Whatever it is. I can see each thing by itself. That's not called a tarovis. And according to the Chai Adam, you make a bracha on each one of them. Prima Godam, primo, one bracha. Chai Adam, however you remember it, two.
Eight letters, the averages to the letter B, which is two.
You lost me. Okay.
No, that one's for you. You got it, right?
You got it? All right. So we're gonna do Moshe's Chuvas for you. I didn't Xerox it, but there's the world famous Chuva of Moshe. We'll get to the ice cream. You saw the ice cream wafer.
Yeah.
You got all the knedlach. You got all the interesting food. Raisinets. Raisinets. What's the bracha on raisinets? So, if before we come to Rav Moshe, what would you say based upon this machlokes, the prima godim, and the chayodim?
Why are you eating it?
Why am I eating it?
That would be my first question.
You don't know why I'm eating it. So, if I'm eating it, if I like the raisins, I'm going to make haetz, and if I'm a chocolate guy, I'm going to make shahakol, pashtas, right? So, that's one way of saying it. It just depends. So, but you already aligned by your answer, by the fact you said that why am I eating it, you're prima godim.
But now you have, can you tell, you can't really tell the difference between the two, can you?
Well, sure, you can bite a little chocolate.
You could bite a little off.
That's true.
Right, you could be a mensch, you could cut with a knife. You know, like, you get a little bit of the chocolate off, you get a little of the raisin.
Knife with a raisin?
Yeah, but in the raisinette factual scenario, Lachora, there everyone would agree it's one. Because as opposed to fruit and melon, which are mixed together, but one is not necessarily serving the other.
One second. Isn't one enhancing the other? Whichever you like, you're a raisin guy, so the chocolate's enhancing your raisin. If you're a chocolate guy, the raisin's enhancing your chocolate.
Right. So I would think everyone would agree in that scenario. That
there should be one, because it's enhancer. It's not correct. It's not called the tarovis. Okay, everybody except Ramosha. Ramosha writes to make two. Ramosha writes, you have to make two brachas on it. He writes you carve a little piece of it. And you make a special bracha, or if you wanted to be,
you could
that as well. It's another eitzah where you would have a clear food that, let's say, you had an eitz, you wanted to eat, you make a bracha on that, and you would cover the raisin of that, and you have something that's clearly a shahakol, and you make that.
But then why would that be different than the cracker and the shmir? I mean, if somebody is eating,
because one's a tarovus and one's an enhancer.
Right.
That's the lumdus.
Yeah, but
the cracker is just, you're enhancing my cracker.
Right, but what when you have a true, it's a tarovis, but lamaisa.
Right, you. I hear you. You're a prima godam guy. Ramosha, God, look, we see poskim who hold like that. But Ramosha was not. Ramosha was working within the chai odam mahalach, and then that's where he's coming from. So others argued on that. Many argued that you know. There's what to be said that you could argue. However, Rabbi Simon pointed out that really this is interesting. He makes a ha'etz on chocolate. According to many poskim, that's the real bracha on chocolate.
Shlom
Zalman Orbach, right, very good. Shlom Zalman Orbach, because chocolate, the cocoa, the bean is grown for that purpose. That is that's the fruit of the plant. It's grown for chocolate. So anything that's grown from it, just like an apple tree, you make an ha'etz on the apple, it's produced from the plant, so the cocoa, the chocolate comes from, is really that. So it's very, very strong in Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, he pointed out, and I think Rabbi Badi and others hold that the bracha really is ha'etz on chocolate. So with the raisinets, you're good. You can make ha'etz and you're done, right? No? That's the thing. I don't know, I know that Rabbi Simon Sheet, I don't know what the velt does, I don't know if it's makubal amongst everyone, but there is what to be said for that as well. I think I remember once in Shir talking, he was talking about maybe an ha'etz on orange juice as well.
Yes, I've heard
ha'etz on orange juice as well. Okay.
Also, the chocolate nowadays has so much milk.
Sugar, yes. The guys asked him. He said, you maybe have to talk about the different types of chocolates, right?
Yeah, right. 90%.
The 90%.
Right. 70%.
We went to Hershey, whatever it is, the place where they had like one of the new exhibits. You pay $17,000 to go for their 3-minute spiel. They give you like 5 different pieces of chocolate, and you're supposed to become a taste test person. So the dark chocolate, the bittersweet, the milk, da-da-da-da. So, chocolate is not just chocolate. Chocolate is a world unto itself, as anybody at Hershey will tell you. But, push it. Okay, maybe there's what to be talking about further, but let's just say regular. The chocolate and maybe not the milk or whatever chocolate's got all these special fancy things. There's a very, very compelling logic to make a ha'etz on chocolate. Okay, so let's now take all this to the ice cream wafer, the creambo. You see the creambo? So he's quoting all these posts and they're quoting there. So you have the remotion in Rabbi Yehudah to both. Let's do with in Mem Gimel. Chatiches shel mezonos nikeres v'chashuv v'shiroy lechaviv v'lecho b'fnei atzmo kigon krichim dakim shel glida ice cream wafer. Okay, you can eat it by itself, because we'll see that there is a case that the Shulchan Aruch discusses where you have like a tasteless type of cracker, and the only reason you're eating the cracker is because you really want the tuna fish. But my finger's gonna get messy. So the only reason I'm eating the cracker. Is I don't get my hands dirty. So in that case, there's no taste to it really whatsoever. It's like bland, is enhance it whatsoever. If you have like those tam tams, like the everything and all the spice, that's a geschmack cracker. You can do well with a cracker like that. But you know, you have all these bland, like all these like Hamish brands, like no taste. So then for that, you don't make a broch on it because you're not eating for the cracker, right? You're only for it. So here he says, no, you're eating it because up. That's like dak memula peros mesukim pie crust or strudel. You're eating the pie crust by itself. So you're eating the mezonos crust, right? And then you make a second bracha on the ikar, which is the ice cream, which is the the stuff inside, the filling inside. Maybe even majority. He says a lot. Maybe even everybody. Majority. Who gamdover choviv bifnei atzmo? It's good by itself. L'chein yesh la'asos l'rov b'nei adam l'varech techila al haticha ketana b'mezonos. First, make a mezonos on it. Va'achar kach al memula shehakol or ha'etz, right? Kifima shehein, whatever the filling is. If it's an ice cream, whatever that is in the inside. If it's some fruit thing, or it's a ha'etz, you're gonna make that. See, Ramosha is a two brachos posek. He's telling us to make two brachos on. So according to Ramosha, ice cream sandwich, you're going to make a mezonos on the cracker because it does have taste to it by itself. Then you make a second, you make a shahakol on the ice cream itself. That is most of pshat. But is that really true that every single tarovis gets two brachos? So let's try to figure that out for a second. What would you say about cheesecake? So we're not late for Shavuos, we're early for next year talking about Shushkin. So it depends on how thick that crust is. If it's a thin crust, so the post says that's just a shahakol, right? If it's a real thick crust, then it's a mizonos, and then according to Moshe, you also make a, if you're not really eating it by itself, you'd make a shahakol on the whatever garlic goes in, the cream cheese? What's in the middle?
Cream cheese, okay.
All right, whatever the gunk inside, whatever the halach name for that gunk is, the good, it's geschmack, but it's gunk. Okay, so you make two brachas, but how can you tell the difference? What's the threshold between a shahakol crust versus a mizonos crust?
So would it be that if you could hold a piece of the cake with the crust?
Something like that, yeah.
That would make sense.
The post can discuss that if it's really edible by itself. Sometimes that mizonos is so flaky, it's just there. It's not really there's nothing to it. Other, like you're saying, if you hold onto a little pie crust, then yeah, that would be a mizonos. But if you just these light flaky things, then you wouldn't make shakel. Yeah. Okay. So who argues on this and would hold that it's one bracha? Again, that's back to the prima gadim. So let me show you if you have any. Let's do a little bit inside. I'll show you the Shevet Halevi. On what is that? It's the bottom of page 5. The Shevet Halevi argues. It's maybe at the bottom, the last paragraph. Chayin Dover Poshet. The Gam Im Lonis Arev Rak Munach Melamala. It's not really mixed in. It's just placed on top of this. Lamata v'shar hamin, lamata b'emtza v'chi agav na'af apish v'shar hamin nikar b'fnei atzmo kasher yotze v'simin. Okay, kuf samach ches v'zayin v'das. Okay, sure, fine. V'din merkachas. Skipping this. The bottle mazonos merkachas. In this, we're talking about when it had no taste, right? Masha'en kein im lokach ha'cake. Kana, right? Shemitzad atzma hu oichel rogil betrumazonos, right? These types of cookies and stuff like that. The cakes that it's like a sandwich. What are they called? The you see, it's like that, like a cookie, and then there's like a sandwich in between. The ice cream is in between. Yeah, there's like, isn't there a name for it? There's like
cookie ones. You're talking about the one with the chip
witch. Yeah, chip witch. There, okay, right. Chip witch. Good, very good. Yummy. So you have a chip witch. So that's the chosh of a thing, that cookie on top.
Right? Yes,
right? That's a chashem. So rak achsha mishtamish lechol bo ice cream, right? You see that? Bevadai tzorei tzodik void Torah. To all of the vorech mizonos, all you make is mizonos. V'lifto brach birka shehakol. So the Shevet Halevi of Osner Zatzal holds, you only make a mizonos on this. He's working with the prima gadim approach, right? So that, at the end of the day, it comes out to be a machlok. Because I post him just to understand what the issues are. Prima Gadam, even if it's recognizable, it's still only one bracha. Chai Adam, no. The only time you make one bracha is when it's not recognizable, like liquids or something like that. But if it's solid foods, it's each one is recognizable by itself. You make two brachas. That's the Mahalach of Ramosha. Rav Eliyashiv and other poskim seem to follow the first Mahalach. There is actually a quasi, we'll call me like a third opinion as well, from the Baal HaTanya. Shulchan Aruch HaRav has a, I don't mean it's like a compromise opinion, he seems to say that if it's baked together, if you have the two separate foods, but it's baked together, that's when it comes into one bracha. But if it's not baked together, then it stays by, I think, two brachas. I think that's the psak,
like
from the
apple pie would be one.
Like an apple pie is baked together.
Right.
Yeah. So, but the ice cream sandwich, it's not really baked together.
Not at all.
So then you would make two brachas.
A lot of trouble understanding
this. Ravosner?
Yeah. Because on my side, even though mizonos cannot be chocolate, but if you want to eat this for the ice cream, I mean, you're eating it primarily for the ice cream, then why would you, where's your shahakla? I mean, how could you get out of saying shahakla on the ice cream? I have a hard time understanding it.
Why would you think if I'm eating a cheesecake that has a thick crust I could get out of it with a shakel? Can't.
Well, if you don't like the crust that much and it doesn't...
If you're eating two foods that are side by side, right, and the question is...
Side by side meaning... Chont? Let's talk about chont for a minute.
A cracker situation where one on top of another, or I mean, in a scenario with a cheesecake or an ice cream sandwich, you have two foods that are side by side, right? And you're eating them together. And the question is, what is the purpose here? Like, what is your aim?
Right.
So if a person's aim is to eat the ice cream, right?
Yeah.
And the cookie's there, so he's going to eat it and enjoy it. Then how could it not be two brachas? I don't understand how the ice cream just kind of disappears and doesn't need its own bracha.
So we're mixing a little bit of, no pun intended, we're mixing two concepts. We're mixing the concept of mezonos gets the bracha, even if it's not the ikar, right? We didn't talk too much about it, but that's the idea. And then when you have a tarovis, which is the ikar of that tarovis, a fruit salad, which we're assuming we don't have any mezonos in our thing.
Right.
So here we're working within the first way. We're talking about since there's a mezonos, and that automatically takes the top slot.
Right, but if you have a salad, right, with some mezonos croutons in it,
yeah,
you wouldn't just make mezonos on the whole salad. I mean, if there's just a few mezonos croutons, l'chari, you would have to make two brachas. You wouldn't have to make a mezonos on separate croutons because they're not tuffel, and then hadam on the salad. But how could you have a whole salad and a few croutons, and all of a sudden the whole thing's mezonos? It's just...
Right. It's hard to say that. I personally try to get out of these by either taking, when I have these, like such a type of salad, to making something else that's not in the salad and having to putter each one of the different things, because I don't know. I discussed that with Rosner once. We had such a salad in front of us, and so he told me to take something else. It's very complex. I don't know. I don't think there's one clear mahalach as to what to do in each, because there's so many variables. I mean, there is a psak, obviously, but I would say, because, you know, like Rav Willig always says, every chumah leads to a kula, right? So you want to try to satisfy this opinion, but then it ends up being now you're making on something else. So I think the way you cover your ground is by doing that, by certainly taking a food that's not part of the tarovis, an adama, making the bracha on that, having in mind that should cover anything in there. But yeah, you're right. Misvor, it's very strange to say that I have a few little breadcrumbs on top of something, and then, but if theoretically in a perfect mathematical salad, where I'd have breadcrumbs on every single bite, then that really would. That's my chong. That's when I had mezonos in every single bite, more or less. So then, yeah, that would be, and it's all in the same. If you have a large piece, you know, someone puts like a whole kishka in there or something like that, you know, whatever it is, that's not going to. But you have a regular, and every single scoop, you're getting it. And every single salad, you're getting everything together. The inachinami, that's a real tarovis. Then you would only, the mezonos in that case would. But I don't think they don't make salads that way. You get a big salad, and you have like, they throw a few, you know, like, they're yotzi zayin with a few little croutons
on
top.
Yeah.
Okay, so one second. I'll show you. Let me just skip a little bit because you brought up a point. Let's see where it is. What do people do? Yeah, look on the next page in the Zoyis HaBracha, Siman Lamed Beis. On the left hand side, so the second paragraph. He lemaisa hatshuva l'sheila zu. This whole thing tuli b'chol adam v'adam. It depends on each person why they're in it, right? Why? Ki adam unimav chelik apanimi hoichales hamin hamazonos kevichu al koponim sham. It's there. I'm eating mezonos because it happens to be there. But like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't. Okay, it wasn't. We don't really want that. Ach ikr kavon also b'gvia. Right? Rak lachzikes haglida gvia. Right? He just wants the cone, whatever it is, to hold up the ice cream. Hai hamin mezonos bottle lechelik apanimi. V'hai birchas also Michael he shahakol. Okay, so right. It depends, because there's, what is your real kavan on that? Two people could eat the raisinettes and make two separate brachas on. Right. Because to him the mezonos is choshev.
If a person wants both, then he...
Right. So you have to, it's dependent upon what your intention is. That's another, the permutation of the raisinettes. Why you want it? Why does a person eat sushi?
I don't know.
You don't know why a person eats sushi. But are they eating it for the rice, or are they eating it for the fish.
Most people eat it for what's inside.
Most people eat it for what's inside. So then the rice is just there as a... It's holding there. So then that would be a shahakol.
I think it's totally how chashuv sushi you have, because if you have like the knockoff stuff with like some cucumber slices, maybe not, but some of the fancy fish.
Be careful, man. You're starting to insult those vegetarians who, you know, that cucumber stuff over there with the carrot and the... It's not bad stuff.
Sorry.
I would eat it for the wasabi.
What if a person doesn't have any religious? I like sushi. I'm a sushi guy. I don't think they, these hakiras. I'm eating for this. I like sushi. So in that case, it's mizonos. That case would be mizonos, because therefore you're eating it as a whole package. So what else did we discuss? We discussed the chont, right? Chont would be if the large pieces are recognized when they don't fit on the spoon. So you have like a huge piece of potato or something like that. So then each large piece will get its own bracha. If not, l'chor, that's a regular case where you can make mizonos.
Well, that's it. If you have barley in the chont.
If you have barley in the chont. If you don't.
So you're making mizonos first and eat until you get to that big that's a chont, or you should seek out a chunk?
You'd make mizonos first. Try not to get a big chunk or even something that's on there, and then have like a potato. Or, I don't know, sometimes when I put like a piece of meat in it, so then it doesn't break up. It just, you just find that one piece of meat just sitting in the chunk, right?
Yeah,
you great? So then...
That would get its own shackle.
That would not be covered by the... Because you can't really say it's a tyrophus with the meat. Okay. What was I going to say?
What's the reason that's... you also have chocolate almonds.
Chocolate-covered almonds, so that's the same thing as the raisinette. The exact same thing as the raisinette, as to why the person is eating it. So Rav Moshe would say two brachas. What about blintzes? What about blintzes?
If there's a wheat wrapping.
Let's say it's a wheat wrapping.
Then the chalitz mizonos.
Okay. What if I were to eat it separately?
No, on Pesach they have the
shekakol.
For Pesach anymore.
Sorry.
Very sensitive about his brachas over here.
So we had a question that we were discussing before.
Yeah.
And it's just we were just stumped on. So you're after a chasana and they bring you a hot piece of cake and a scoop of ice cream, and they put it right next to each other. Right?
Not on top.
Or what? They're right next to each other. A piece of cake and ice cream, right? And so the question is, you know, are you eating it together, or is it separate things, or what do you do?
So you have a cake and a, and
you know they have the hot what's it called?
The hot chocolate cake. Is that what you're talking about? Apple pie.
Anyone.
They put a hot mizonos and a cold ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're eating it separately, two separate brachas.
Right.
If you're making it into a tarovis, it's one bracha. You're making it tarovis, it's one bracha. Which one is going to...
Which
is the main thing?
But you have the mizonos. So the mizonos you would have to make. I mean... You can't get out of the mizonos.
Right.
So the question is, are you back?
So you're asking what sandwich? I would do? I would make a mizonos. Now I would go find a cup of coffee and make a shahakol on the coffee to potter, because maybe talk of the ice cream. What do you need a bracha? That's what I would do.
This is very complicated, right?
Very complicated. That's why. You understand. That was the smicha back in the day. That was what you prepared your future son-in-law. You put out a whole spread and you wanted to see if you knew how to make the correct brachas on it. Not joking. That was a real...
It only works if you know the brachas.
You are right. Okay, knock it up. You got to know for you how to tell.
So you hand them an ice cream sandwich.
You hand them an ice cream sandwich. Then he gives you a whole pill full.
What are the brachas you make on these? I don't like the way he makes the brachas. You can't marry him.
Me too.
He cuts a little piece of chocolate off his raisinette.
Yeah,
smart customer will say, do you have any bread?
Right. No, we didn't use Zap because he said the mug and oven, that doesn't work.
Right.
So he's not in our arts, he's out. You can't take him. You can't take such a son of a ass to wash. All right, Shkoyev.
Shkoyev, bro, thank you.